We continue the shir, Mata Benazel. This shir now is the continuation of the story of Rav Nosenzel's journey to Eretz Yisrael. We've come to the point Rav Nosenzel, after months of suffering, reached his destination, his goal, the zecher to be in Eretz Yisrael, to spend some time there, and then set out on his journey homewards. We discussed the tribulations, the suffering, the yisurim that he endured during part of his journey, and now we're up to the part where he was traveling towards Istanbul from Alexandria. We come now to the point in this journey where it was the day before Rosh Hashanah, end of Rosh Hashanah, the day which in those days was known as set aside to visit Rabbeinu Zalcian. The most important day of the year to visit Rabbeinu Zalcian was end of Rosh Hashanah. And then to daven Rosh Hashanah on Rabbeinu Zal's shul in Uman, that was something which people would readily sacrifice or at least jeopardize their lives. During all the years after Rabbeinu Zal's histalkus, there were always people who came to this shul to daven until fairly recently. Rabbi Kochav Leizel was the one who led the minyan there. We say minyan, of course, we don't mean just 10 people. The select tzaddikim all over Europe came to Uman, to Rabbeinu Zal's shul, to be there, Rosh Hashanah, to be together there. Rabbi Kochav Leizel was the one who said the shir for them. There were generally a couple of thousand who came, who packed into this shul. It's a very large shul. Those who have been to Uman recall seeing it, and those who haven't have seen pictures of it. And to be the leader of such a group, you can imagine how great a person must be. For 50 years, Rabbi Kochav Leizel, who, as we stated many times, is officially our Rebbe, was the leader there and who said the shir in the Kutei Maran on Rosh Hashanah. Now, I have rich stories that I heard myself from my father, Shalom, who went to Uman for Rosh Hashanah 19 consecutive years. 19 years consecutively, during which time there were a number of years when it meant risking his life or risking the life of the group that went there. There were times when a large number of them were shot by the Russian guards at the borders. And despite this fact, they would continue on. The following year, the same jeopardy existing, the group that remained was still set out on their journey to get to Uman, and of course those who were fortunate to arrive there returned home. These are separate stories. This is not the time for it, but I'm only bringing this up to have you understand what Rav Nosenzel felt like at that time, being on board this ship, in danger always, because it wasn't a good ship compared to ships even in those days. It was sort of a sailboat, a large ship, of course, but with sails. There were no motors then. And Erev Rosh Hashanah, there's one mitzvah that is universally kept by those who know, the mitzvah of mikveh. There's a mitzvah for a Jew to go to the mikveh every Erev Shabbos, at least, especially Erev Yatev, if possible every day, and certainly so, the most important time, Erev Rosh Hashanah. Erev Rosh Hashanah is just like Erev Yom Kippur or the night of Shavuos. So at that time, being on board this ship, there's no mikveh on board the ship, yet there had to be mikveh. How would they go about going to the mikveh? This boat was being tossed about in a storm. Nosenzel had a rope tied to the top of the deck and let this rope down and let himself down, together with others too, hand over hand on this rope, into the water, these turbulent waters, with the boat traveling, swinging to and fro, to fulfill the mitzvah of mikveh. If he let go of that rope, of course, this would mean certain death. But the thought of missing mikveh Erev Rosh Hashanah, that never entered his mind, no matter where he was. So imagine then the mesidas nefesh, the immediate desire to fulfill this mitzvah at any sacrifice whatsoever. And reading this, of course, we should be ashamed, because we have much less of a sacrifice to make for the mitzvah of mikveh. So at least as the Rizal says, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, a Jew should see to it that he should go to the mikveh. No matter what he is, there's no difference whether a person is a chassid or not. The mitzvah of mikveh has no party lines, no sects. the person is a Sephardi or an Ashkenaz or a Chassid or anything, as long as he's a Jew, mikveh is a purification for a person's neshama. And this is something that a person can feel. It's amazing that you go to the mikveh, you actually feel yourself coming out pure. It's a certain feeling of cleanliness. You walk out that you've let something over. It's just like you walk out of shul at the end of Yom Kippur. You feel such a lightheadedness. You've dropped a bundle, a package of sins. Here you feel coming out of the mikveh that there's something that's remained there. You cleansed yourself of certain stains or spots on the neshama which can be washed off only with the waters of mikveh, not with soap. So this should lead us, it should inspire us to resolve much more strongly to attend the mitzvah of mikveh.